Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in studio. Mayor Grace Garrett of Atlantic is in with us this morning. She's just a little more than a month into her term, first term as mayor of Atlantic after a few years on the city council. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you, Jim.
How's it been so far?
It has been exciting, and as you said, a little over a month. I'm actually 37 days in office, and I will say I have literally been in the office as well, but I think I hit the ground running, and I said to someone the other day, my feet hit the ground running, but I'm not sure they're on the ground right now.
Well, and that's kind of a point you make in passing, but I want to throw that out. You know, some different folks at times who have been mayor, sometimes it's difficult in the scheme of things if you're working full-time and doing some different things to have the office hours you'd really like to have, but that's been a priority for you.
Absolutely, absolutely. When I made the commitment to run for mayor and then when the city voted me in as mayor, I committed to that, and part of my commitment is being in City Hall every day, and I do have an office at City Hall, and I am pleased to be there.
So anyone has any concerns or thoughts or what have you, call, make an appointment, you're there.
Absolutely, absolutely. Phone calls, I accept phone calls as well.
All right, very good. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about some things here early on that are kind of priorities, important things. One of those would be some of the retail concerns that have been going on here in the community. It's more than just dealing with infrastructure and those types of things on a daily basis. You know, you look for the bigger picture too. And I know you, along with some other agencies, have been working on some retail coaching along the way.
Absolutely. Last year, the city, the chamber, and CADCO went in together and we hired Retail Coach. And Retail Coach is a company that has retail as well as restaurants who are interested in investing in certain size towns and cities. So they have the resources to help us to be able to locate those areas that might be beneficial to Atlantic.
This type of opportunity, which is what it is, it's an opportunity.
Absolutely.
You know, you hear people talk about, well, I have to go here to buy this. I have to go there to buy that. You're trying to eliminate those things.
Absolutely, absolutely. And also to help build our current businesses as well. When we find out from this company, which we have already found out what our leakage is, we can then begin to focus on bringing that type of service to our area, either a new business and or providing information for our local businesses to be able to add that to what they already have if they choose to do so. It will just be information for them as well as what we might be able to start new in town.
It's kind of interesting. I don't necessarily want to get too deep into the weeds on all the process and procedure and things, but it's kind of interesting how this works. We used to depend on traffic patterns. For the longest time, we would look at the different traffic patterns and see where folks were going and when.
Yes.
And what have you. And then, you know, we send out surveys specifically to ask, and, you know, if folks fill them out at all or fill them out accurately, you know, you get what you get. But in this case, our cell phones tend to be with us most of the time, and that's a tool for doing some of the things you're doing here.
Yes, absolutely. And just as an example of that is if you go to a store, they may ask you what your zip code is. And a lot of times they will use that data of that zip code to see where the need lies and where people from that area are shopping if you're outside your realm of your zip code. And so they have collected data, the company has collected data for us to be able to send that back to companies that are interested in what we're leaving for so that we can actually bring it to Atlantic.
And when you look at the patterns over the last several years, you know, we used to notice folks going out of town to go to the cities to shop. And then we noticed a lot of folks maybe spending more time online doing shopping that way. And then
Yes. We've
noticed during the pandemic over the last few years, shops just disappearing.
Yes.
Because it just wasn't viable anymore. We're not only trying to stop that, we're trying to reverse that.
Absolutely, absolutely. So with that, the Retail Coach will give us data on retail as well as restaurants. Mm-hmm. And that data will also allow us to be able to show them what we can offer, even if it's a building that's already built that we would like to fill, and or if there would be some type of property available where someone could build. So I was on the call with them a couple of weeks ago, and I said, just because we don't have a building right now, don't take us off the list, because if we know that there's something that is a possibility, we may be able to rally to the cause.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that's something you've talked about since you've moved to the community, before you even got involved locally in a lot of these things, is that, you know, you want it to be a place where people can be proud of.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I have said it all along, Jim, that Atlantic has a great foundation, and we're just trying to build on that foundation that's been laid and to keep Atlantic growing and being successful.
Yeah, and being a good partner with the other communities here in the area as well.
Absolutely. With that, I will say some data that some people may or may not know or realize is Atlantic's draw on the average of to Atlantic is about 33,000 folks. Now, because we are drawing from all of our surrounding communities, and because we have downtown shopping and we have the other shopping availability, Atlantic truly is a hub for shopping from our other communities and surrounding areas. And so we're very proud of that, and we want to keep that going.
Yeah, and there's room for growth, too.
Absolutely, there is. Absolutely. We have to grow, or we're going to regress, and we don't want that.
Yeah, and speaking of growth, too, and they see this in a lot of places all over the country, because we've seen the price of housing shoot up. We've seen things go off the market almost as fast, or sometimes faster than it goes on the market.
Yes.
And that's been a problem, and it's a problem here as well as everywhere else, too. So that type of expansion is important.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I am excited to say that we have some new construction starting here in town. Marty Booth, who is a contractor here in town, is going to be putting in a development off of Redwood Drive, and we are very excited about that construction build, and it will be starting very soon, as early as this spring. So if anyone is interested in a piece of property for a new home, I'm sure Marty would love to take your call. And we as a city are really excited to be able to support Marty in this endeavor. He came to us, and we are supporting his cause, and we'll be starting some of that dirt work pretty soon.
Well, and in addition, too, I've seen some for sale by the City of Atlantic signs at some different
locations.
Yes,
absolutely, absolutely. And with that, we do have some properties available where we have acquired the home and then the home was not refurbishable. So we ended up taking the home down, and the city is selling the lot for $1 with a commitment to build a home of $100,000 or more, and then you would live in the home and you would own the home. So we are excited about those possibilities as well, because we have them in all areas of town. And so we're looking forward to getting some houses on those properties as well.
And since there were homes on those properties prior, these are developed lots.
That is correct. So the infrastructure is already there, and it would just be a matter of putting the house on the property.
All right. So get to it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And our weather's great right now.
Well, and speaking of the weather, you're leading me right through some of the things I had noted here, too. Spring is coming, and we always think about spring cleaning, like cleaning the garage.
Yes.
We might want to consider cleaning around the outside of the garage, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we are going to be having several events coming to town this summer. I won't go through the list of them right now, but you will be hearing more about them. And so, as I said in one of our council meetings one evening, company is coming, and let's get ready. You know, if you need some paint, if the gutters need to be cleaned and the windows need to be washed, and let's plant some flowers and really showcase Atlantic as a great place to live, play, and call home, and to work. And so with that, yes, if businesses, residents, if you see that you could use some paint or flowers or whatever that might be to spruce things up, that would be a great idea, especially with all the events that will be in town.
Yeah. Well, Master Gardeners and several volunteers over the last several years have done
Absolutely.
So much work to spruce up different parts of the community. But if we could just maybe pick up a little bit around, just like you said, company's coming, you're going to clean up the house quick, right?
Absolutely. That's usually what we do.
At least shove everything into Dagwood's closet. But
exactly.
You know, if we could just make it look just a little bit nicer and maybe part with some of the things we don't don't need it anymore. That would be awesome, too. And as you said, we do have some important things, some fun things coming up and planned. And between what normally is scheduled, the Chamber of Commerce organizes, and some other events that we have the opportunity to host, it's a good time to maybe get on that and turn that corner.
Yes, absolutely. And there honestly really is something going on in Atlantic. Usually beginning in the spring all through the fall, and we have the indoor markets that are here in town. And so, yes, take advantage of those opportunities. Invite your friends to town one weekend if there's something going on, and really showcase Atlantic as a great place to live.
You bet. So, and this is an opportunity for us to visit about some of those things. And I will tell you right now, we're going to continue to do this too. We're going to try to get together about once a month.
Yes.
Here on our program, and Grace will stop out, and we'll visit about some things that are going on, keep you updated on some stuff you need to know and some things to look forward to, and we appreciate you making that commitment.
Thank you so much. I look forward to what is going to happen in Atlantic. There is an excitement here, and I appreciate everyone, and they're bringing ideas to the table, and I believe that there is a fresh wind blowing through Atlantic right now, and I think it's exciting, and I'm honored to be part of it.
Very good. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it. Have a great day.